Correction belongs only at the level where change is possible, which is the mind. Change does not mean anything at the symptom level where it cannot work. See, this is where the world lies. Because things do seem to work here. People got physical symptoms and then they disappear. Or they get worse. Right? Your car doesn't work, you bring it to a mechanic, he or she fixes it, and then it drives again. Well, that's meaningful change, you would say. That's because you think there's a car. And you think you're a body that drives in the car. So again, we're not asked in this course to deny our experiences in this world and to just kind of blindly and easily adopt the metaphysics and say, well, there's nothing here. As long as we think that we're bodies, that makes no sense. Right? That's just spiritual silliness because you don't believe it. But you can learn to be kind to everyone all the time. That you can learn. And what underlies that universal kindness is the metaphysical idea that we're all one. We're all one in heaven. And when we believe we separated, we still remained one. Because we all have the same split mind. The ego that believes in separation, the Holy Spirit that believes in atonement, and the part of the mind that chooses between them. We all have the same mind. So I can learn to live that way without fully experiencing the truth of the metaphysics. That will just come. I don't have to deal with that. So when I read lines like this, I then want to apply them to my own personal life and see how I think change is meaningful here. And there's a reason, I mentioned motivation a few minutes ago. There's a reason why I think change is meaningful here. Because I don't want there to be meaningful change in my mind. Because if there is meaningful change in my mind, I will choose against the meaningless. And if I choose against the meaningless, guess what else I'm choosing against? Me. Because I'm the child of meaninglessness. We're all the children of meaninglessness. Because we all think we're separated. How could there be any meaning outside of the capital M meaning? How can there be any meaning outside of perfect wholeness and perfect oneness and perfect love, which is God? So anything outside of that has to be meaningless by definition. That's an underlying premise of this course. Well, that means that I don't exist. Because what is meaningless doesn't exist. And anything that is separated, that has form, that changes, that lives and dies, has to be meaningless because God is perfect. God is eternal. So then what I do understanding this intellectually is I begin to apply it to my everyday life and see how I give meaning to something that has no meaning. Again, just look at the Zori workbook lessons again. And I realize how I, not only do I give meaning where there is none, but the meaning I give it is that it has power to affect me or to affect other people. And so I want it to be changed. And if I'm a do-gooder, I want it to be changed in the world. You know, I want to put an end to people's suffering. I want to put an end to disease and famine and war. Change does not mean anything at the symptom level where it cannot work. Which is why nothing has changed in the world. There'll always be war. There'll always be disease. There'll always be famine. There'll always be the unequal distribution of wealth. You always have selfishness. You always have greed. Because nothing ever changes in the only place where meaningful change is possible, in the mind. And that's why there is a world. You know, I've often said that what makes this course so unique as a spirituality, unlike any other spirituality I know of, ancient or contemporary, is that it talks about motivation. There is a reason why we live in a world of illusion. There is a reason why we made the world of illusion. So the higher teachings that you find in Hinduism and Buddhism, right, and other Eastern thought systems, say the world's an illusion. And it's a dream, but they don't talk about the motivation for it. Because the course borrows heavily, as most of you know, on Western psychology, particularly the work of Freud. which talks about motivation. There's a reason why we repress. There's a reason why we project. There's a reason why we distort our relationships. There's a reason why we choose neurotic symptoms, both as individuals and then as societies. There's a reason why we cling to the belief, even though we may have studied A Course in Miracles for 20, 30 years, there's a reason why we cling to the belief that change is possible here. Because we don't want change to occur in the mind, because again, if change occurred in the mind, we would choose the teacher of sanity instead of the teacher of insanity, and our minds would be healed, and our individual lives would disappear into their own nothingness. Our special, unique individual selves would go poof, which doesn't happen, by the way, until the very end of the journey. Don't be afraid. It won't happen by 5:30 this afternoon. But that's what we're afraid of. So to protect this individual self that we cherish, we adore, we covet, and we would kill to preserve, to protect this, we stay in a perpetual state of mindlessness. Mindlessness being bodies. With no awareness that we are a mind. And so once we think we're bodies, we're stuck with what we have here, and then, of course, change becomes not only possible, it becomes necessary. If we're physically sick, we want to be well. You know, if our financial situation is sick, we want that to be well. You know, if we have children, we want our children to be well. If we live in a society, we want the society to be well. And that's meaningful. As long as you think you're a body. But nothing ever changes. I know people think that with this new year, 2012, all kinds of wonderful things are going to happen. I don't think that they're looking. Right? Why should this year be different from any other? Nothing changes here. Except that everything changes here. But those changes are meaningless. Nothing meaningful changes here. And that's why, again, Jesus says, you do not need guidance except at the mind level. Correction belongs only at the level where change is possible. That's the mind. Change does not mean anything at the symptom level. Why would you want to work for world peace when you're not peaceful? Why wouldn't you want to work for world peace? How do you think you could possibly work for world peace when you think there are good guys and bad guys? How could you possibly do that? You can only do it if you believe God is as insane as you are. That he believes in division, he believes in judgment, he believes in sheep and goats, he believes in good thieves and bad thieves. He believes in good heads of state and bad heads of state, good systems of government and bad systems of government. How could you possibly be a proponent of world peace if you are not peaceful within? And you cannot be peaceful within unless you see everyone as the same. Everything as the same. An illusion is an illusion is an illusion. Doesn't grow, doesn't diminish. It's not holy, it's not unholy. Doesn't live, it doesn't die. It's an illusion, it's non-existent. You want to change the mind that believes in the illusion. That's meaningful change.